Fact check: Democrats exaggerate dangers of climate change, life on the planet will not end. By Penny Starr on October 16, 2019. Climate change was front and center at a marathon town hall last month on CNN. But at Tuesday's primary debate on the same network, climate change was only mentioned 9 times over the course of the 3-hour event. And those 9 references came from only 5 of the 12 candidates: Pete Buttigieg, Tom Steyer, Andrew Yang, and Senators Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Bernie Sanders, IVT. Even the Associated Press, AP, called out Sanders for his dramatic description of so-called man-made climate change, asking Princeton University climate scientist Michael Oppenheimer about the debate claim. "We're forgetting about the existential threat of climate change," Sanders said. "Right now the CEOs in the fossil fuel industry know full well that their product is destroying this world and they continue to make huge profits. Let's go to the most important international problem that we're facing, which no one has brought up, which is climate," billionaire Tom Steyer said during the debate. "We can't solve the climate crisis in the United States by ourselves. It's an international crisis," Steyer said. "I've been working on it for 10 years, taking on the corporations. But we have to work with our allies and our frenemies around the world." The AP reported specifically on the accuracy of Sanders' remarks. "The facts: Earth's existence and life on the planet will not end because of climate change, as the Vermont senator asserts. Fossil fuels do not have Earth on a path of destruction. Science says climate change is dramatic and will cause harm, but it won't wipe out everything and won't end humanity. It's an existential threat for many species. It's an existential threat for many ecosystems. I don't think it's an existential threat for humanity," Princeton University climate scientist Michael Oppenheimer said in the AP report. "The Earth will still exist and so will humans, but the way we live in the planet will be dramatically different if burning of fossil fuels continues unabated," said Oppenheimer, a co-author of many of the most dire international science reports on climate change. AP notes that the word existential has lost its impact from politicians using it to describe things where existence is not at stake. In the debate, for example, Senator Cory Booker described the closing of 2 Planned Parenthood clinics in Ohio as an existential threat to abortion rights in America, AP reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.